Good. I would like to welcome you all to the regular meeting of the Planning and Land Use Commission here at 2 Castle Valley Drive. It is Thursday, November 6th at 6:30 p.m. We will start with a call to order and a roll call.
All right. Well, present here at the anchor side is co-chair George A. Honer, plus member Janie Tuft, and Marie Hawkins is joining us on Zoom. And then in the audience here, Mike Carlisle, Edmont Honer, Jasmine Duncan, Sherry, and Colleen Thompson,
and you,
and myself, Baleen Ross,
clerk.
All right, with roll call completed, we will now, I'm looking for a motion to adopt the agenda as presented.
I, Janie, make a motion to approve this agenda of this regular meeting with the Planning and Use Commission for the Town of Castle Valley today, Thursday, November 6, 2025 at 6:30 p.m.
I second.
We have a motion, we have a second. We'll do a roll call vote. Janie?
Aye.
Marie?
Aye.
George?
Aye.
Okay. The agenda has been adopted. We move on to open public comment. Is there any open public comment tonight? Seeing none, we will move on to approval of minutes for October 9th, 2025 regular meeting.
I move to approve the minutes of the October 9th regular meeting.
I'll second that.
Right, roll call vote. Marie?
Aye.
Janie?
Aye.
George? Aye. Minutes have been approved. Reports. Do we have any correspondence?
No, we don't.
Building permit agent. Colleen, you're up.
Okay, in October, there was three building certificate of land use compliance for Jasmine Duncan and Orville Diggs on lot 161 for a cow shade attached to the barn, 96 square feet, if Ryan is listening. Permit to do a re-roof on lot 388 on Homestead. And roof-mounted 8.5 kilowatt solar system on lot 164. That would be Mitch Stock and Torrey Hill. In process, there's a land disturbance activity, which I believe is going to be a Part B.
Yes.
On lot 408, Kirk and Gia Cooley. It's major just because they're installing a culvert to get a driveway over a drainage. But it's not in the road easement.
No.
And LDA stands for?
It has a disturbance activity.
Okay. That's what I can.
All right.
Oh, and I'm sorry. There was something else I was supposed to mention. Oh, the letters to remind people to renew their conditional use permits for home and premises occupations went out at the end of October. And the renewals are starting to trickle in at the December meeting of the Planning Commission. You guys will review these and then send your recommendation on to the Town Council at their December meeting to approve them.
How many of those are there?
25 now, I think.
Okay.
That's including two fence cups and a windmill. So those aren't occupations, but they get renewed every year.
Yeah, conditions.
I'm sorry. That's all the occupational stuff in Castle Valley?
Home and premises occupations.
25.
Roughly. I don't have it off the top of my head, but it's between 25 and 30.
Oh. All right. Any questions for Colleen? I guess that was it. All right. Procedural matters. Do we have anything there other than
no.
listed business?
No.
All right. We will then move on to new business. Item number 5, discussion of possible action regarding meeting dates for 2026.
We have the calendar there. And January is the only month that a holiday falls on the first Thursday.
So will we go for the 8th?
Yeah, so I think we would go for the 8th, and then unless you have any personal reasons, I guess we could just go with the first Thursday. Otherwise.
I don't have anything personal, so unless anybody else does, I say we just go with the first Thursday of each month.
I'm just circling them.
Yeah, okay.
The other one is July. Do we want to move that to the 9th as the 2nd? You may want to look at July and October because those land on the 1st and 2nd of the month, respectively.
So instead of the 2nd, would you go with the 9th in July?
Probably. Because we've done that, I think, twice this year to...
Yeah,
July's a problem every year.
Nothing necessarily. I mean, we can continue it there. It's just that...
Just to keep in mind that the fire commission meets on the 2nd Thursdays of the month.
Okay. Then there's reason to keep it there. So.
So you want to keep it on July 2nd?
Yes, July 2nd and October 1st.
Okay, so it'll be on July the 2nd.
Yes.
Okay. I'm good with it. So far, I know.
Right. I really don't remember whether we accept that by motion. I think it's just administrative.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So I'll just, you know, turn this over to Jocelyn and she publishes it for the year.
We are also missing 2 members, so they may have input.
Marie, do you have any comments on dates?
No, it's fine. Usually we change July, but it's okay not to.
Okay. And we can always cancel a meeting if we need to. It turned out a lot of people would be gone. I can always reschedule.
Good.
Thank you.
Makes sense. All right, with that complete, we'll move on to new business item number 6, discussion of possible action regarding draft amendments to the 2019 general plan. Have we gotten the finalized, related?
Well, I just want to make a comment here. I thought that, you know, it was time to, you know, change our discussion item because an unfinished business. I think that when we can now drop that one, when we get to it, we could drop that one from the agenda and, you know, and then, you know, I guess we could start our discussions now, even under item 6. So, yeah, so we do have, I guess, yeah, we have all the one survey entered into the database and it's just all comments. So it's just kind of a procedural matter. I've heard from OB and he's on. You know, he's ready and waiting. He's not exactly sure how long it's going to take to do it. He can't remember what it was 4 or 5 years ago, but I think it was all done within a month. His part, and then the harder part is writing up the pages. But I don't know. I copied some things for you guys just so you can kind of visualize what comes ahead of us. So like here, this is from the 2019 survey, and this is what OB prepared, you know, the statistics for each question, you know. And so we'll get something like that, you know, from him. And then I was just going to show you, this was the finished general plan, and if you look through that, you can kind of see after you look at the statistics, then there's often graphs and charts that you want him to make, and then he can go back and pick those up. Or maybe you want him to go back and see, well, would you divide this answer between permanent residents and non-permanent residents, or between, well, we don't really know you know, gender, but you could divide it in other ways, you know. So that's kind of what's ahead of us.
Go for it, Colleen.
And you would also want to make sure you compare these results to the ones from 5 years ago to see if the town's going in a different direction. I mean,
well, right, right. And that would be another valuable thing is that, you know, we should keep these, bring them back to every meeting, or if you want to leave them here with your names on it, then they'll be here for the next meeting so that we don't have to keep, you know, making copies of these because be using them for the next, you know, for 3, 4, 5 months. I mean, who knows?
Yeah. And we are planning on going through the comments separately, correct? Are we planning on going through all of them or just kind of touching on things that have shown up more?
Right.
I think we need to go through.
Right. Well, in the past, the Planning Commission members have read through those, so we'll just generate, I think, a whole list.
Really?
I think we can just have them printed.
We're
certainly
comments
right.
By question number, so all of us same ones are together and then.
Right.
I don't remember if OB did any analysis of comments. I don't remember.
No, I mean, I don't. He didn't. Yeah.
But there's a whole lot of them. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure.
It's very entertaining.
And those do get published on the website. You can go to the town website, and those comments from the last survey are on the website.
Last 2 or 3 surveys.
Yeah. I guess the other ones, but there are 2.
But we just need to post them. We don't necessarily need to go through all of them, especially in open meeting, correct?
Well, they're really very informative about what people think, you know, beyond just yes, no.
Yeah. I'm just thinking the regular PLEC meetings are probably not enough to cover, like, essentially all comments.
Right.
So you may want to do at least some review externally or something. I'm not sure exactly how that
works. Right. We did some workshops, and then people maybe divided. Then eventually, like for the master plan, what we did in the past was divvy out or have people work in pairs and look at different sections, you know, so different people would take a different section and then analyze, you know, more specifically what the responses were and the comments were related to that and see what has changed. And then that would be brought back to the Planning Commission, and that could be done with workshops or meetings.
All right. We may want to consider potentially getting those out so that we can start reviewing those.
I guess as soon as what happened next is that there's 3 or 4 different spreadsheets being worked on, right? And Colleen will be assembling them into one spreadsheet. Is that right?
We just finished them all today.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll combine them all in one spreadsheet and then give them to Obi.
Right.
I guess, but in the meantime, we could definitely give.
But
I seem to remember what we did last time was we broke up into teams and teams were assigned a certain section to read the comments and kind of write or come up with a summary of the gist of a lot of it. We don't address every comment unless somebody has written something really, you know, useful, but you can get a gist of what people.
So we could do kind of a generic overview that way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think of stuff that we can work on while we are waiting
for Obi
to do the full collation and quantitative measurements.
Well, if he's only doing the quantitative, then definitely you could start working on the comments.
So we can figure out, I don't know if those will just print on demand and fill out the whole space. Can we just put a request into the spreadsheet after you assemble and then say, sheet 2, just print the responses.
Oh, yeah. And sort by question.
Yeah.
That would be sorted by question and then they could be
printed
out or just email. If you want to make your teams now, so people don't get all, but I think it's good for all the PLEC members to read all the comments. But then actually work on.
Yeah. You can maybe choose which areas you want to work on.
But I haven't even got all the spreadsheets yet. I should have them tomorrow.
Tonight.
Tonight, or so I can do that tomorrow.
The mine's on the computer.
I did get that.
Yeah. I'm just thinking that it would be nice to have it before the next Planning and Land Use Commission meeting, unless we want to try and do an interim meeting, but I'm not sure if that's...
Well, we could get that list, I think, and send it out to everybody, and you could...
Yeah, just with enough time to review.
Them at home, so we might be able to do that this next week.
I can send everybody a copy of the comments this week.
Okay, yeah.
Is everybody able to open an Excel spreadsheet?
Yes.
And then... or I can even turn it into a PDF anyway, and send it to everybody so you can have some reading material over the weekend.
Well, just as long as we have a chance to review it by next plug meeting. So even if it's next week, it's not the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, sending it off to OV and then just kind of sorting through all the information that we got. Is there any concerns, comments? Anything anybody else had about general survey?
Yeah.
For now.
Since you do have, you're going to keep these packets together in the back to me. Here's a working copy of, you know, the general plan, this year's general plan questions. So when you get, say, you're reading through the comments, you can look through to see what the question was.
Okay.
And the same when we get the statistical review.
Remember, people could comment on absolutely any question, even if it wasn't specifically.
Oh, no question at all.
And yeah, and they do, and it's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, did Marie get a copy of these things as well?
What?
Did Marie, how is Marie getting copies?
By email or, It was, one of them was with the email that I sent out with them the other day. I think, did you get both of those, Marie? I'll make sure.
The email?
Yeah. Oh, I guess it was it yesterday? I sent out an email with the agenda to the PUC members.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
And I think I put the copy of the statistics and the general plan there. Mm-hmm. I'll make sure you have a copy of the questions.
All right. With that, we will move on to unfinished business. Should this now be, we have a slight numbering issue here. Unfinished business is showing this as 5.
I remember that, but.
I believe we've already covered the general plan survey and now the general plan.
Uh-huh.
Do we need a motion to remove this from the minutes?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think we can just drop it. Or do you know?
I think you can drop it.
Yeah.
I think you have to untable them at the table and then drop it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that wasn't a table because we were discussing it every month. Oh. So. And I think we can do that with, you know, number 5 up there too, because we're going to discuss it every month. We don't want it to stay table.
Yes.
We can table it in the meeting if we don't want to discuss it. Okay. So we'll drop this from the agenda.
Yes. Unfinished business number 5.
Okay.
Then we'll move on to item number 6, discussion and possible action regarding updates to land use application forms. Do we have any new forms?
No.
All right. So we will leave that tabled. I think that is pretty much it. We don't need a closed meeting, so I guess we're looking for a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
I'll second that.
All right. Roll call vote. Jeff?
Aye.
Marie?
Sorry.
Go ahead. And Janie?
Aye.
George? Aye. This meeting is adjourned at 6:51 p.m.
Okay.
That was
brief.
Very brief. How are you flying?